This is Emory University's Sound Science. Coming up on Sound Science, the next in a series on sleep disorders, we talked with neurologist David Rye about restless leg syndrome, or RLS, a sleep disorder that affects tens of millions of people worldwide. Rye is part of an international team of researchers who were the first to identify a gene, that is, a genetic trait associated with RLS.
Restless legs is a trait. It's a symptomatic trait. Okay, it's genetic, and nature loads the gun, nurture pulls the trigger, right? Then something happens, and it triggers it. It could be a neuropathy, it could have spinal cord injury, it could have liver failure, it could have renal failure. All these things are going to cause restless legs to emerge on the background of having a high trait. So right. The gene is very common, so people are walking around, like I said, loaded, ready to have restless legs.
Once the trigger is pulled, RLS produces an intense urge to move the legs, so it's a major cause of insomnia and sleep disruption for 10% of the U.S. population and about 1% of school-aged children. Not only does RLS cause fatigue, but it's linked to adverse health consequences as well.
It's linked to hypertension. There's good data, pretty decent data, that there's an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. When you kick, your blood pressure goes up like 30 points. But the relationship between feeling it and what you're doing in your sleep, which is kicking, is not a one-to-one relationship.
What's more, the relationship differs between men and women.
You can be kicking and not know that you're kicking, and that's actually more often the case for middle-aged men than it is women. Women are aware of the sensation and they kick. Men are less aware of the sensation, but they kick more.
Yet Rye says, despite RLS being exceedingly common, it's not taught as a part of standard medical education, leading many medical professionals, educators, and academicians to challenge its frequency and authenticity. As a consequence, many patients with RLS go untreated, yet there are drugs that can halt the sensation and the urge to move or kick.
But so, just like you can have sleep apnea and be unaware of it, you can have periodic limb movements and kick, and that can be your reason for high blood pressure, but nobody would have ever thought of it because nobody would ever measure it.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.